This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Population growth that is occurring in the metropolitan areas is fueled almost entirely by immigration. If we consider only domestic mobility, about 900,000 more people have moved away from New York than to it since 2010. On net, about 47,000 have left both San Jose and Washington, D.C., while Boston has lost a net 36,000 people. Fight for the Future, a 10-person nonprofit based in Worcester, Massachusetts, is helping lead the opposition to the FCC's proposal to end net neutrality. Founded by Tiffany Chang and Holmes Wilson, the group has 1.8 million supporters. A 2010 Project Veritas, James O'Keefe Project, the video scammer, proposed using moles at the Los Angeles Times to embarrass a media critic there who questioned the tactics and accuracy behind the Acorn videos, and also suggested nominating the videos for a Pulitzer Prize and exposing the bias of the judges by secretly recording their deliberations. Former Memphis congressman and scion of a longtime political and civil rights family there, Harold Ford Jr., has been fired by Morgan Stanley, the Wall Street company, based on sexually inappropriate behavior. Number of households with a net worth of $1 billion in 1995 dollars, or $1.6 million now, grew from 2.4 million households in 1983 to 9.1 million households in 2016, a growth rate of 279%. In the same period, households worth $5 million grew by 649%. A number of households worth $10 million grew by more than 856%. Law professors from four Louisiana universities filed briefs calling for a reversal of a Baton Rouge judge's ruling that upheld a 1976 law barring felons on probation or parole from voting. For the first time on record, employers have added jobs every month for more than 7 years, 86 consecutive months. Death count in Puerto Rico from the hurricane may have been underestimated. Total could be over 1,000 people. Airports and airlines are fighting over a proposal in a tax bill that would boost a typical round-trip ticket by $70. Delta estimates that for every $1 increase in a facility fee, it decreases passenger demand by 1%. Airports claim they need the money to update facilities. Voice to the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.